Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Trumpeter Kenny Dorham played with Charlie Parker, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Sonny Rollins, Max Roach, and Joe Henderson, and led many impressive dates under his own name as well. But he never achieved anything like the name recognition of his colleagues Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie. The next hour, we'll hear a career-spanning set of selections that highlight the compositional and playing skills of a largely unsung but significant member of the bebop and hard bop generations of jazz. It's the durable Kenny Dorham, coming up next on Nightlights. Here's Kenny Dorham from his 1959 album Quiet Kenny performing his composition Lotus Blossom. Thank you. trumpeter Kenny Dorham and Lotus Blossom, his own composition from his 1959 album Quiet Kenny, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Lotus Blossom, a tune that's also known as Asiatic Rays, recorded by Sonny Rollins, Max Roach, and Freddie Hubbard as well, earning it a lesser-known jazz standard status that continues today. Throughout the history of jazz, many superlative musicians have failed to earn the recognition that they deserved. But jazz critic Gary Giddens has said that the name of one artist in particular has become virtually synonymous with underrated, and that artist is trumpeter Kenny Dorham, whose playing has been described by one writer as having a bittersweet glow. Kenny Dorham was born in Fairfield, Texas in 1924, and told an interviewer in 1962 that he came to his love of jazz through his sister, who used to sing commercials around the house, brought home Louis Armstrong and Cab Calloway records, and bought Dorham a trumpet when he was 15. After some time in the Army in the 1940s and a brief flirtation with a boxing career, Dorham broke into the big band scene, working with Dizzy Gillespie, Billy Eckstein, and Lionel Hampton. In the late 1940s, he got his first high-profile small group gig playing with Charlie Parker, replacing the young Miles Davis, and he also made a number of dates with other up-and-coming bebop musicians. Dorham's musical conception and playing skills were not necessarily on a par with compatriots like Gillespie and Fats Navarro, but some early recordings give an indication of where he was headed. We'll hear two of them now, one a radio broadcast with Charlie Parker, and this studio date, Kenny Dorham with the Bebop Boys doing Blues in Bebop on Nightlights. Thank you. Charlie Parker live at the Royal Roost in New York City in 1949, performing Barbados with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. The Bebop Boys before that with Blues and Bebop, featuring Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, Bud Powell on piano, Al Hall on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. As bebop became a more standardized sound in the early 1950s, jazz artists began looking for new approaches that resulted in the styles known as Latin or Afro-Cuban jazz and hard bop jazz. Kenny Dorham made his own contributions to these emerging sounds, particularly with his album Afro-Cuban and his time as a member of the seminal hard bop group Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, a gig that allowed Dorham to leave his day job working at a sugar refinery. In 1955, the Jazz Messengers made a live recording at Cafe Bohemia in New York City, with Blakey introducing Dorham as the Uncrowned King. The tunes they played included a composition Dorham had penned for the Afro-Cuban album called Miner's Holiday. That horn section was so hip, you know, they were super hip, pianist Horace Silver said years later of Dorham and saxophonist bandmate Hank Mobley. The way they phrased and the lines they played, their harmonic knowledge was so beautiful. From At the Cafe Bohemia, Volume 1, here are Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers doing Kenny Dorham's Miner's Holiday on Nightlights. Thank you. Drummer Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers performing Kenny Dorham's composition Miner's Holiday live at Cafe Bohemia in 1955 with Dorham on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, and Doug Watkins on bass. Just a few months later, Dorham returned to Cafe Bohemia, this time as the leader of a new group, the Jazz Prophets, a name undoubtedly chosen to trade in on the rising recognition of the Blakey group Dorham had just left. He enlisted young, up-and-coming musicians such as guitarist Kenny Burrell, pianist Bobby Timmons, and saxophonist J.R. Monterose, and took the band into the studio twice for an album that came out on ABC Paramount and a follow-up that was never released and has been lost. The band was also recorded at Cafe Bohemia by Blue Note, and the two CD set of those recordings is the group's most extensive audio documentation. Ultimately, though, it was a brief run for the Jazz Prophets. Years later, Monterose told a jazz journalist that Kenny Dorham is a wonderful person. He's a very vital person, and he has a lot of warmth, and all the time I was with him, I listened to every note he played. I had many, many rewarding experiences with Kenny, and I was sorry to see the association end when it did, but it was just the economic situation, as it usually is. Live at Cafe Bohemia, here are Kenny Dorham and the Jazz Prophets with Monaco on Nightlights. Thank you. Jazz Prophets at Cafe Bohemia in 1956, performing Kenny Dorham's composition, Monica, with Dorham on trumpet, J.R. Monterose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. I'll have more of the music of Kenny Dorham in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Durable Kenny Dorham on Nightlights. Featuring the music of trumpeter Kenny Dorham on this edition of Nightlights. Dorham, a perennially underrated jazz artist who worked with Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins, Max Roach, and other jazz greats, but who struggled to achieve renown of his own. In a 1958 Downbeat blindfold test headlined Durable Dorham, Leonard Feather wrote that Kenny Dorham is almost the only sideman left in jazz. In these days when everyone, down to the last bass player and drummer, has his own recording contract, Dorham is almost an anachronism. Except for an occasional LP of his own, he has gone through the years, always respected and admired, but never winning any polls and never going out after individual fame as a leader. Around that time, though, Dorham finally managed to launch a run of albums under his own name, including one that featured the trumpeter singing as well. LPs like Quiet Kenny and Whistle Stop showcased Dorham's growing skills as both a composer and a player and increased the esteem that he already enjoyed from his fellow musicians. From the 1961 Blue Note album Whistle Stop, here's Kenny Dorham with Windmill on Nightlights. Drummer Kenny Dorham performing his composition Windmill from his 1961 Blue Note album Whistle Stop, with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. In the early 1960s, Dorham would also record frequently for Blue Note with one of his most significant musical partners, saxophonist Joe Henderson. Jazz writer Bob Blumenthal says that Dorham and Henderson resonate as a pair like Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, and Henderson told Nat Hentoff, "We have some kind of vibration going." The two recorded together on six different albums and waxed several Dorham penned tunes that have made their way into the jazz canon, including Blue Bossa and Una Mas. A nightclub recording of the latter tune recently surfaced, and Blumenthal calls it populist jazz with substance and an ideal forum for contrasting Dorham and Henderson's approach to pacing, invention, and expressive tonality. The trumpeter stays closer to the melody, using shading to excellent effect, while Henderson pecks and feints as the pressure builds to some of his most effective agonized phrase wrestling. Here in a live early incarnation with a different title is the Dorham composition that became a jazz standard, Una Mas on Nightlights. Kenny Dorham and saxophonist Joe Henderson performing Dorham's composition Una Mas, referred to here as My Engine from Brazil, with Ronnie Matthews on piano, Steve Davis on bass, and J.C. Moses on drums, at the Flamboyant Nightclub in Queens, New York in 1963. As the 1960s went on, Kenny Dorham became one of the first jazz musicians to actively work as a critic as well, writing record reviews for Downbeat. He and Joe Henderson also led a big band that sadly was never recorded. He appeared on one of the landmark jazz albums of the era, pianist Andrew Hill's Point of Departure. In the liner notes of that LP, Hill said, "I consider Kenny to be the most underrated player in the business. His problem is that he's so nice, and people seem to associate greatness with meanness or bitterness. In this business, you have to create some kind of angry or tough image of yourself to be accepted, and therefore too many people take Kenny for granted." In the late 1960s, Dorham would go back to school, pursuing a master's degree in music through New York University, and would write about the growing role of jazz education for Downbeat. But his career would ultimately be cut short by a debilitating kidney disease, and he died at the age of 48 in 1972. In its obituary, Downbeat magazine stated that Kenny Dorham was a unique artist whose style matured relatively late, but then continued to develop and blossom. Increasingly, his improvisations were based as much on the melodic as the harmonic aspects of the material, and his tone, always pretty, became a beautiful, romantic sound, among the most beautiful in modern jazz. That tone was captured one last time in a studio in December of 1968, when Dorham did what would prove to be his final session with saxophonist Cecil Payne. From it, here's Follow Me on Nightlights. Thank you. I closed the baritone saxophone of Cecil Payne performing his composition Follow Me, featuring Kenny Dorham on trumpet from the 1969 album Zodiac. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl and the Laughing Planet Cafe in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.